Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people recognize toxic relationships and learn self-love. So I am super excited to introduce Mackenzie Nall. Now, Mackenzie has dabbled in many things throughout her life, including dancing, art, drumming for a punk band, doing hair and makeup for photo shoots, nursing, writing books, and now she is a successful life coach who specializes in helping women get through tough breakups and heartbreak. In addition to coaching, Mackenzie has written her book, which is called Prescription for Getting Over Him, and it is available on Amazon. Well, welcome, Mackenzie. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And see, I just love how you're helping women through one of the most challenging things in life, a tough breakup or heartbreak. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it's very personal to me. I'm the type of person, I've been through a lot of bad relationships in my past. And I went through some pretty tough stuff in my past. So I used that as a catalyst to write my book, and then I decided to make a business from it. So it's
Right.
very personal to me, and I know a lot of people struggle with it and they need help. So that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an area that people do unfortunately face quite frequently. So yeah, that's great that you're stepping into that. And I know you mentioned that you had experienced some really tough breakups. So and that was a catalyst. Was that the inspiration that prompted you to start your coaching practice?
No, actually, I moved out to Georgia, just to give you a little bit of context, but I moved out to Georgia in 2018, and I was a nurse at a drug and alcohol rehab place, which I still am. I was working overnights, and so when somebody comes in and they're on their detox protocol, they have a 5-day blackout period where they're not allowed to make phone calls or anything like that. Just to get them kind of safely through the process so that they don't drop any, have like family members drop any drugs or anything off, you know. So I was working overnight one night, and one of our girls who was on detox, she asked something about like she needed to call her boyfriend that night for whatever reason. And I said, oh, you can't do that. You're under blackout period. And she like absolutely lost it on me. She threw her water. She was like screaming and cussing at all of us. And she said that if her boyfriend didn't get a phone call from her every single day, that he was gonna break up with her.
Oh no.
And so she was accusing us of ruining her relationship and all sorts of stuff.
Gosh.
And it really tore me up on the inside because I felt so bad for her. You know, here she is trying to get sober and change her life for the better. And then for her to have somebody put that kind of a stipulation on her,
Right.
it's just a lot of pressure. And not only that, but you know, I tried talking to her about it, and she just couldn't recognize the fact that that was a very toxic relationship too. And a lot of our clients face that. So I decided, you know, I had faced that in my past, and obviously this was a very common thing. So people really need help with it. And it brought me a lot of joy to bring people out of that. So that's what prompted me to start the business.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense because when you see that, people can't recognize that the relationship is really, you know, it is toxic. It's not just a little speed bump or a little squabble that, you know, they can't see the bigger picture. Then that's obviously, you know, when an expert's, you know, advice and, you know, support is really so important. So yeah, that makes, makes a lot of sense. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and, you know, has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yes. So I started in the beginning of 2019. I also started, you know, I've been in that job the whole time, but I started that business in 2019, and I did a few people here and there. It was kind of slow going, but overall, you know, I started out just doing women, but it's evolved to the point to where I just do life coaching in general. I do require like a phone interview or like a questionnaire that we do before I take anybody's money, because, you know, I don't want to take somebody's money who I think that I genuinely can't help if it's not in my expertise. I do focus on relationships, but it has evolved to where you know, I'm willing to help anybody with anything if I feel like I can do that for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. It obviously, everybody has different things going on in their life. And, you know, sometimes those aren't really obvious as to how to solve things. So yeah, that makes sense that you to be able to support them in a variety of different aspects. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Yeah, mainly my biggest challenge was just learning self-confidence. You know, my whole life I've been like the quiet, shy girl. I love helping people, and I know for a fact that I can help just about anybody, really, but just learning that self-confidence was a huge roadblock to overcome. In 2020, I actually became the nurse manager of that facility. And up until last month, I've been in that role. But I decided to step down and just go back to being a regular nurse. That way I can focus more on my business. But being in the manager role, it really helped me a lot with my confidence, because when things would go down, it would be up to me to fix it, you know.
Right.
Or if somebody was acting out at work, like one of our clients was acting out, it would be up to me to calm them down and have to talk to them one-on-one and like set expectations for them or whatever.
Yeah. So you had to, you had to exhibit a lot of self-confidence in that situation.
Yes. It taught me a lot for sure. And also, I started teaching classes on my book. Once every 5 weeks, I'll teach a class. And so public speaking has been like a really scary thing for me my whole life. And teaching this class also taught me a ton of confidence, because, you know, even though I'm up at the front of the class, like shaking and my voice is trembling and I'm running out of air, like when people were done with the class, they would come to me and talk about how it helped them so much and they got a lot from it. So that helped me a ton.
Yeah, that immediate validation is always, you know, a great boost to our confidence when, you know, you can just see, oh my gosh, even though I was, you know, I thought I was really struggling here, you know, it still made a difference. I could still stand in my strength and get the job done. So yeah, that really does make a big difference to, you know, boosting that self-confidence. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, were there any other techniques that you utilized in order to kind of own your confidence besides just putting yourself out there?
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was, I watched a video from Tony Robbins, and I can't remember exactly like what was said, but basically the person who interviewed him, they were like, you know, Tony, how do you get out in front of these millions of people and just speak so confidently and change people's lives? And, you know, how do you do it? And I remember him talking about how when he goes in front of a group of people, whether it's millions of people or whatever, he gets out of his own head. He doesn't just sit there and think about, oh, I'm rambling too much, or my voice is quivering and I bet they notice. Like, he doesn't think about that. He thinks about, how can I change this person's life? And that's all he focuses on. And that was like, that's something that I still use every single time. Like when I get in front of the class, instead of worrying so much about how I look, I think about how am I changing these people's lives and what can I say to help them. That's been a huge game changer for me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it is always one of those things where we're just so self-conscious. You know, we've learned to, oh gosh, I hope my hair is right. I hope this is right. Mm-hmm. And oh no, it's not about us. It's about them, you know, them, not for us. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that insight that inspired you through Tony Robbins. So that's great. And, you know, obviously, Mackenzie, you're an expert at helping women get through those challenging breakups and heartbreak and learn self-love. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. I feel like hate is a strong word, but I'm going to use it anyways. I really hate it.
Okay. Ouch.
I do. Like, I love helping people. You know, if I could just, even if I could do it for free and still be able to pay my bills, like, I would do it because it's not about making the money. It's about helping people. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the type of person to really like hype myself up. I've got a lot of confidence in like the fact that I can change people's lives for the better. I know I can.
Right.
And I don't doubt that at all. Like, I know I can change your life, but convincing you to hire me is a whole different thing for me. I pretty much just lay out like, here's what I can do for you. Take it or leave it. And if you need more convincing from me, then that's where I get kind of clammed up because I don't like bragging on myself and all that. You know, I'm just kind of a take it or leave it person. So it kind of shoots me in the foot a little bit.
Yeah, I could see how that would. Well, I would love to provide you with a little insight around that if you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, and you're not alone in worrying about or feeling self-conscious about, you know, being boastful or, you know, bragging or coming across like it's, oh, I'm just so great. But the interesting thing is it's kind of like you were just describing about Tony Robbins and his message about it's not about me, it's about them. And the thing is, when we are as coaches providing a service that helps people with their perception or their, you know, I'm not sure if you help them with skills or not, but it sounds like helping them through heartbreak and breakups is a lot of emotional support. And there are probably some tools and techniques as well, but it's all intangible, right? And it's not like they can go and compare brand to brand or, you know, what's it made of? Is it, you know, is it steel or the plastic? You know, we can't compare those tangible things. And you are your unique you, you know, even if there's another life coach, there's only one Mackenzie. And so by sharing elements of who we are, it helps our prospective client gain confidence in wanting to hire us. It's not really convincing them per se, it's just providing them with what they need to make their decision. And so here's an interesting way to maybe approach that aspect. Such an important part of the enrollment conversation is to let your prospective clients know what they're getting, right? It's not just your methodology, but it's also, okay, what's your philosophy? How are you, you know, showing up to support me and those kinds of things? So the way that you can share the credentials and the expertise that you have in a way that doesn't sound boastful is to create a very short story about your journey, kind of like we have here in terms of now, you know, just to give you a little background on why I'm, you know, so passionate about supporting women in this, you know, situations in their life. It's because, and then you weave your credentials or your expertise or your, you know, however you gained your skills in kind of a story, more or less of, you know, I was, you know, was doing this in nursing and I learned a lot about people in service and that kind of thing. And actually ended up in, you know, supporting people through rehab. And so instead of just sitting there and just kind of like reading a bio, you know, like, I did this, I've done this for this long, I've had that, I did this, which feels for you, I think, that awkward, kind of like, oh, it just makes me cringe to even do that. If you were to create a story that then allows somebody with the understanding they're getting to know me, because we're going to be working pretty closely together. And so I need to know more about them and they need to know more about me. It's like you said, I don't want to take anybody's money if I can't help them. Well, you know, so you find out things about them, I'm sure. And just as at the same kind of thinking here, they need to discover some things about you as well, just to make sure that it's a good match. So if you look at sharing things about who you are and your, you know, expertise and how you've become, you know, a life coach and what your philosophy is, more in terms of just, you know, kind of sharing a short story about your journey with specific details that illuminate how you've gained your expertise, it's a softer way. It's a more conversational way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good advice. I had not really thought about that before, but you know, that's one of the biggest elements is having trust for each other and having that person trust you not only with their time and their money, but with their emotions. So
it's pretty important for them to be able to feel that connection with you. And the only way that they can is by learning more about you. So again, like Tony Robbins said, it's not about me, it's about them. But then you also want to align in a way that, you know, feels authentic for you. So hopefully that'll help, you know, move the needle here for you in the next conversation that you have with a prospective client.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, Mackenzie, I'm curious here. We have been experiencing this pandemic for way too long. 14, 15 months now. We're into May. And my gosh, in addition to, of course, the health, the impacts on people's health and safety, relationships have taken a huge impact because, let's face it, social distancing has been a good thing and a bad thing when it comes to relationships. So can you talk a little bit more about what impact the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Yeah, it's had a big impact on me, actually, in a lot of different ways. You know, like you said, people spending all this time in isolation together with their families, I think a lot of people are realizing like the big issues that they hadn't really noticed because they were too busy before, which is a good and a bad thing because some people, they just never gave themselves a chance to think about it. But now they're seeing the toxic behaviors and traits that their spouse is doing or that the spouse is doing to the kids or whatever it may be. So that's been a really big thing. But at the same time, people are losing their jobs. And not only that, but they don't have a whole lot of time anymore because they're having to focus on getting their kids the online schooling. So not only are they short on time and money, you know, that really affects me being able to seal the deal with them because they just simply don't have the resources right now. Even if their relationships are toxic and they do need help, whether or not they can afford it right now is a big game changer for me. That's been a real struggle with getting people to commit.
Yeah, definitely. And I can only imagine how many relationships have really ended, you know, because of all that stress and, you know, that has been created through the pandemic. So yeah, I can see where the work that you provide is just so needed. And maybe you can just share a little bit more in terms of, you know, how do you work with women who are facing these tough breakups or heartbreak and have maybe even forgotten how to love themselves? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, the first session that we do together is always like basically just getting to know the client. I ask a ton of questions about, you know, where they're at right now mentally and emotionally, stuff that's happened from their past, basically like a really extensive history, just trying to get to know that person. And then as far as like how the sessions go, I never get to the point to where I just tell people, this is what you need to do. and this is how it is. You know, I never get to that point. I like to, you know, help people recognize toxic traits in other people. Mm-hmm. That way, like, you know, they can see it in their current relationships or their past relationships. That way they're able to recognize it and steer clear from that from now on. You know, I don't want people to ever feel like I'm judging them in a harsh way or, you know, telling them what to do. I just like to coax them to see the truth and learn from their past so that they can prevent it from the future. And it helps them to gain so much power too when that happens, because they feel like they're getting stronger and they're realizing things that they had never seen before. And they feel like it's a safe space to be able to share how they feel and what they were going through. And it just ends up being a really like positive, happy environment. It's like a retreat that they can come to once a week and we can just grow together. And it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, in the midst of, you know, a toxic relationship, I would imagine a lot of people can't even see that it's not necessarily them, it's somebody else. So there's probably a lot of, you know, people that are struggling with, you know, just confidence. And so illuminating that aspect in those, you know, obviously you help them become more aware and recognize those elements in the relationship. So that, like you said, really gives them a boost in their confidence and empowers them. So yeah, sounds mm-hmm. like it's really, really powerful work that you're doing. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I have a website, coachkenzie.com. You can also look me up on Facebook, Coach Kenzie. I've recently started a TikTok also where I do short 1 minute videos, which is also Coach Kenzie. I try to make it just across the board for everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So that's Coach Kenzie, and Kenzie with a K, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So coachkenzie.com. And then they can also follow you on Facebook and TikTok.
Yes. And then also you can buy my book on Amazon as well, which I think you had said earlier. Yeah.
That book. Yeah. That sounds like a great book. Let's see. That title again was Prescription for Getting Over Him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a book that you have available on Amazon. Fantastic. All right. Well, Mackenzie, you have already shared so many great insights and given us, you know, this opportunity to hear your journey. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation and in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, well, literally probably everybody who is an entrepreneur is going to feel that at some point. And, you know, if you haven't felt it yet, then it's probably coming for you, because entrepreneurs, it's just, we're a special breed of people, you know, we're not okay with the 9-to-5 and we just want something more out of life, and it's going to be difficult. And it's going to be uncomfortable, but you just have to get comfortable with the idea that you're going to be uncomfortable. And it doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It just means it's going to take time. And it probably means that you're doing it right, honest to God.
I love that. Yeah, it's just, it's not going to be easy. There will be some ups and downs, and it's just part of the process. So here we go.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah, it's simple, but straight, you know, it's sound advice. It's just, nobody has the perfect box that they just open up and here we go. Here's the 1, 2, 3, the assemble here, and, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, wave the magic wand and we've got clients and a thriving business. Nope. Doesn't quite happen that way. So, well, Mackenzie, this has been great. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and it's just been so enjoyable to hear about your journey. Although learning that you've been dealing or had been experiencing some really difficult relationships yourself, but it sounds like the real tipping point was as a nurse within the, you know, the drug and alcohol rehabilitation center, just seeing firsthand how somebody is just paralyzed by a toxic relationship and has no clue that that's even happening. And where that was the moment that you realize, you know what, there's a huge need out here. And I'm sure that you saw those kinds of relationships over and over and over. And it gave you the courage to stretch your wings and now provide this impactful work you're doing, not only within relationships, but also as a life coach in various different aspects of people's lives and the difficulties that kind of happen, just as for entrepreneurs going into business, things happen. And so this is a great service that you're providing for people as they navigate life. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Mackenzie Nall through her website, and that is coachkenzie.com. That's CoachKenzie.com. And follow her on Facebook and TikTok. And be sure to check out that book that she's written that's available through Amazon, Prescription for Getting Over Him. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Mackenzie Nall. And as always, here's to your success.